Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland and her daughter Kelly Copeland. Learn the one thing God is looking for from His body of believers, being available to spend time in His presence. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kelly's back with us today, and we're going to be talking about walking with God, walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, that's what makes the difference in this life, is to stay in contact with the Lord. Hearing, obeying what He says to do always works. So, Kelly, we're going to be listening. Well, we're all ears.
I have to give you a little background about why we're talking about this right now.
Okay.
But, you know, I think when people hear the term walk in the Spirit, in their mind they fill in the blank with, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then they start thinking, oh, now you're going to get in my business. You know.
Well, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh when you
Well,
walk in the
we aren't trying to
we
get in your business.
Deny.
But I promise you, you want Jesus in your business.
Oh, my. I remember when He wasn't in our business. It was commentary.
It was not good, was
no.
it? But, Mom, I'm so excited about this. I got a hold of a message that you did, and it just was so exciting. I mean, it lit a fire.
How many years ago
in
did
my
I
life.
Preach it?
And so when I got the whole set and listened to it, it was a 8-CD set. It's called Walk in the Spirit. And it wasn't like talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But as I listened to it, I realized it's from March of 1983.
83.
And what is funny is it's 35 years ago this month. 35 years ago you taught this.
How could it be? How could I be that old?
Well, it was so prophetic. I know. It was so prophetic, Mom.
Wow.
And it just...
I need to listen to it again.
It just blessed me so much.
I know that I remember that when I got all that about walking in the Spirit, it really helped me and opened some things up for me as well. So it ministered to me.
Well, and you know what I love about it? You can tell when I'm listening to this, it didn't come out of your like, okay, I'm going to study so I can preach. You're preaching. It came totally out of the life flow that was going on
Praise
in your life
God.
At that time. And Good. So we're going to, this next 2 weeks are going to be very fluid. We're just going to let the Holy Ghost lead us in this and let Jesus be in charge of these next 2 weeks. So it's not like I have a hard and fast plan, but I'll give you a little overview. We're going to hear some of that. You're going to get to see a few minutes every day of that live teaching that you did.
Uh-oh. Was my hair like this?
Oh, my word.
Was it big hair?
You know, I've been listening to the audio, so I'm not sure, but I think you were little hair.
Hair, okay.
I think it was short, but I'm not sure because I've only been
That'll
listening
be
to the audio.
Y'all can laugh. That's okay.
Nobody's going to be laughing. They're going to be thinking, oh, Jesus, I want that. Because maybe we'll play this part, what you said. I can't even do it like you did, Mom. I want a move of God more than I want my own breath. And I'm telling you, it will light a fire under you.
Well, let's do it.
So you were here, the context of what you were teaching is, and you said in this, March 83, some months ago, I began to hear from the Lord about taking an hour a day
yeah.
and spending it with the Lord. So you hadn't been doing that for that long.
Well,
but
that,
you had been taking... That really flipped your world around,
it
didn't
did.
It?
It did.
And it... You know, the Lord will tell us things like that because... For several reasons...
It always does us good. You know, you might think, well, I don't have time to do that, but you make time when you're told to do something.
Because the things He wants Him to get into your life don't come first, and then you get all great, and then you can make the time. He will pull you. He was drawing you, Mom. And the funny thing is I hear in your voice when I'm listening the same things that I've been feeling for the last couple of years. Increasingly, I have been drawn into His presence, drawn to be with Him in a deeper way.
Praise God. That's just called growing up.
It's growing. You said, I heard you say it this morning on this set, you said, if you're not willing to change, you're not willing to grow.
That's right.
And so I'm just so inspired, Mom. I want to thank you for the 35, for the whatever plus years you spent up to this point, and then the 35 years you've spent since walking these things out.
Praise God.
And growing to a new level. Because the things that you said, they're for today. Like I said, it's so prophetic. And I'm really believing God. I want you to join us, and you join us.
Amen.
Join me too. Believing Him for a prophetic word.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, we agree.
It's
touching that.
Thank you, Jesus.
We will hear from heaven. We will hear a prophetic word.
Yes,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
A fresh
for right
word
now, what
from you.
We need to hear and do in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Well, we're looking forward to that, Kelly. Thank
and you know, really, maybe the surroundings may look different. I mean, the world certainly looks different now than it did 35 years ago.
Yes, it does.
And it certainly looks different than it did 2,035 years ago. But He said one thing is needed. And it's still that one thing. That one thing of spending time with Him.
That's right.
Will take you to everything else that we
That's
think we
exactly
need.
That's exactly right.
It's the one thing. And it's so funny to me, too, Mom. Like, I'm listening to you teach and preach, and there's so much in it that we've been covering on the broadcast the last year or two. We've talked a lot about communion with Him, oneness with Him. We've talked about Mary and Martha until I didn't even think there was anything else about Mary and Martha to learn. But lo and behold, I don't know if we'll talk about
well,
them
I'm
this
looking
week,
forward to hearing it myself.
I have seen some other things about them, and I just, they're, you know, these things that He's drawing us into is just a matter of coming closer. And every time you come closer, you go deeper. Because you come closer, He comes closer.
And every time you go deeper, you get more blessed.
That's right. And that's His goal. I mean, He wants us. And then there's this place
freer.
Where you... Anyway, we'll get into it.
Okay.
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Okay.
So you start talking about faithfulness. In the very first part of this series, you talk about faithfulness. And you said, this is a... Some of these things, I have written down exact quotes, or pretty exact quotes, from some of these things. So I'm going to read some of the things that you said, and we'll stop and talk about them.
Okay.
You said, God has been working with us, showing us things to take us where He wants us to go. And I love this.
This
you said,
was in March.
March of 83.
1983. Think about it.
God is not looking for ability. He's looking for availability. It doesn't matter what you are in the natural. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter how smart you are, what birth order, or what birth privileges you have or didn't have. You said the natural realm is no problem to God. He's got the ability, and He'll give you His ability. What He has to do, or what He has to have, is to get someone who will make themselves available to Him. And you were talking That's about...
Right.
When God is wanting to move, God is on the move. He wants something in this earth. He needs an available person,
that's
not
right.
an amazing person. And I love
that. He's the one that's amazing. We just have to be connected to Him.
Right. And I think sometimes religion has said, you better clean it up. You better get more amazing. You better, you don't have anything to offer to God. And my prayer is that by the end of this week and the next week, you'll think, I don't need anything more to offer. He didn't ask me for anything more than I have today.
That's right.
I heard Michael Koulianos talking, he was talking about being with Jesus. And he said, the only landmass Jesus is after is right there. Your heart.
That's good.
That's the only, that's what He's after. That's the main thing that He's after. And of course, He said one thing is needed. And I wrote out here, you can look at this with Mary and Martha, but you can also look at this with Peter, which you go into all the talk, you know, talking about Peter and how, you know, many of us want to say no to temptation, but saying no to temptation is not about just having a willpower. Saying no to temptation is about walking with Him.
It's a decision.
Jesus said to him, watch and pray, and we'll get into this later, but I'm just kind of giving you an overview. Watch and pray so that you won't enter into temptation at all.
That's right.
And you said on the CD, you used to think it meant pray that you won't. But You said, now I know that He's saying He'll prepare you for the temptation. If you watch, keep your eyes on Him, and if you spend time with Him, like He was saying, could you not tarry with Me? I think sometimes we think about, well, I'm going to go pray, and we think of ourselves as being kind of alone. I'm by myself. But He said, could you not tarry with Me?
Yeah.
Could you not watch with Me?
That's right.
And so He was wanting them. You said, the idea is, if you spend time in prayer with Him, that you won't even enter into that temptation.
Right.
So
that's good.
Even in all of this, I may repeat this over and over. One thing is needful, and that's that communion with Jesus,
right.
That time with Him.
You're right.
And you know, Mom, this is how He's been dealing with me, drawing me. He's been so patient. He's been so encouraging to me to be available. And when I am available, He always rewards me. So sometime today, I'm going to just, and this week, this little torn up looking notebook has been so precious to
me. The one out of the paper sack.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It looks like it. But these things that He's spoken to me when He wakes me up in the morning, and it's not been every morning, but I feel like it could have been.
Yeah.
Like my availability to Him has been the thing that increases
right there.
Or decreases it.
Our availability, our taking time to hear from Him is key.
And He's so encouraging, though. Like, of course, this one word that I just thought, well, I'll start with this one. They go back, I guess, to about September. It started where He would say, get up and wake me up. And I'm going to be really honest and real with y'all, okay? I'm not there every day. I haven't been. But I'm increasing my devotedness. You don't go get devoted to God and then you're done.
No, that's the way you live.
You increase consistently your devotedness. And He doesn't want you to be ashamed of your lack of faithfulness or devotedness. He's just calling you. You know, you're blessed. The Word says, those who answer the call to worship. Those who hear and answer the call to worship, we're blessed when we do. And He is calling us. He's calling you. There's not one person that's hearing me today that He's not calling. He's calling your name. So when I heard Him call my name and He was waking me up, and this may be similar to how it was for you, because He was calling your name and you just made the decision, I'm going to get up and pray. And I want to hear about
some
of that. I felt
led to do that.
But when he's been with me is...
Actually, I was told to do that.
He told you to do it and you did it.
And I'm so glad. It's changing my life.
You know what I love about you is your determination and your decision to do
Praise
the things
God.
That He's told you to do.
Praise God.
And I think for me, just to be honest, I struggled with like my life elsewhere. When I say that, I mean, you know, mom, minister, worker, you know, I had four kids growing up. Now they're all grown, but now I'm 54 and I have a 7-year-old in school and grandkids.
You just don't get quit, do you?
So, and working mom. And while I'm not saying those are excuses, they can be reasons that you don't focus where you should.
Yeah.
But in my times of devotedness, now I will say this, since He has drawn me in the way and I went with Him.
Yes,
a couple of years ago, I'm just like, you know what, Lord, I belong to You. My days are spent with Him. I'm consistently in His presence. I talk to Him all day long. I get up a lot and pray, but I haven't done yet what You, and I told the Lord, 2018, that's my year. And we taped this earlier in the year. By the time you hear this,
I will say, yes, that's me. I'm every morning because that's my goal. That's my determination.
Yeah.
But it's also because he's calling me.
It's very rewarding.
He's a rewarder. And so
that's what Scripture says. He's a rewarder of those who diligently
seek him.
Now, when you get up, you got a job, you got to go to work. You get up early enough to pray. That's diligently seeking him. That's a good description of diligence.
Can you read that, Mom? Look that up. It's Hebrews.
Where is it?
11:6. But and while you look it up, I'll tell you what the Passion says. Okay. It says, "To those who give all their passion and strength into seeking him." And I thought that is
that
such
is
a descriptor.
Excellent.
What are you doing? Where are your passions going? We're going to talk about that this week. I heard you teach this morning, Mom, on this series.
You did?
I was like, oh, Lord, you're getting me. And that's good. He wants us to be pulled in. And the closer we get to the flame, the closer we get to
that's
Jesus,
right.
The more stuff is burned away.
The more the fire warms you, the closer you get to the flame.
And the more rewarding and the happier and the more blessed and the more impactful you're
the more you give to him, the greater your return.
That's the truth.
In every area of your life.
That's not hard.
Hallelujah. Okay, what do you want to read?
Hebrews 11:6. What does that say?
Okay. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. So that settles that issue. For to him that cometh to God must believe that he is. I have so many notes on this page. I can't read for the writing. Okay. That he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Mm.
And then in that same chapter, it's interesting to see that the great men and women of God did things by faith. You know, it says by faith Noah, by faith Joshua, you know, by faith. So it's a very interesting chapter to study well.
And the
Abraham.
The things that we're going to get into tomorrow, Mom, because what you began talking about is faithfulness, and you said it's being devoted.
That's right.
And it's what we're going to see is, like talking about Moses, it was faith that made him step out and leave his... do what God said to do when he came to him in the burning bush. It was faith that made him step out, but it was faithfulness that took him into the wilderness for somebody else. Because actually, he was already free. He was free. But it was faithfulness that took him back to a place of bondage for him, back to Egypt, where he had been in, where he could have been in, he wasn't in bondage in Egypt, but he would be. Coming back to it, it was a place of bondage.
Regardless, doing
but
what
he was
said,
free.
Regardless.
But it's faithfulness. You said on here, on this set, you said, we've had a lot of teaching about faith. And we know how to walk by faith.
Yeah.
But now it's time for faithfulness. And we're going to talk about that
some. That's right. That's good.
So when the Lord's been working with me, Mom, he'll say, I think I've talked about this some on the broadcast in the past, but... I'll say to him, I noticed that it happens less when I don't say this. And I got busy, you know, over the holidays and busy traveling and ministering and bed late, up early. And I neglected to say this as often as I had been because I was saying it every night. Now, Lord, I'll set my alarm and say, now, Lord, you can wake me up earlier than this if you want to. And I noticed that. When I delayed saying that,
that's good.
It didn't happen quite as often, but sometimes it did. But he said some amazing things to me. So let me just read you a little bit before we close out this broadcast today. He said, my words are life to you. Now, I'm just hearing and writing. I have to go back really to see what he said to me because I'm not thinking.
You just got 1 minute.
Take them seriously and take them to your heart. I have mentioned you to my Father many times. Our heart is for you.
Praise God.
Our plan is to bring you to a new place of complete wholeness. Don't worry over things, how things have been up until now. You've not been far away from my plan at any time.
Praise. Isn't that
a
comforting
good?
Word?
Glory and he said, God. Today it's simply a matter of adjustments and grace. You have that And it is more than enough.
That's excellent.
And I think that's true for everybody. We think we're so far away from the plan of God because of circumstances. But He doesn't take Him long to get you moved from where you were to where He wants you to be. So from His perspective, nobody on the planet is that far from His plan. And so we're going to see these next 2 weeks that His plan is for us to just come on in.
I like this. I like the sound of this. Good. Kelly and I'll be right back.
It's what's in your heart that makes a difference. And many people have tried to walk with faith without their heart being toward God, without their heart being devoted, blameless, dedicated, and loyal. And it just won't work that way. And that's the reason that people have been misunderstood that live by faith and teach the word of faith. I tell you, even the faith people have misunderstood themselves in a lot of times. They think, well, we're going to confess this until it comes to pass. Well, if it's not in your heart, you can confess it until the world freezes over, and it won't come to pass. It's what's in here. It starts here. Everything with God starts here. God wants the affections of your heart. The Bible tells us to set our affections on things that are above and not on things that are beneath. And we just happen to have come to a time in God's time, in His timetable, where that's what it's going to take in order to live above the evil that's in the earth. The world around us is not getting any better. It's getting worse. So we have to get stronger spiritually in order not to be affected by it. And people have been able to live a lot more with one foot in and one foot out than they're going to be able to live successfully from here on out. Nobody's been very successful at that. Nobody's been successful at it, but we've gotten by with it. That's what I should say. We've gotten by with it more than we can now because we're at a different time. When God manifests His Spirit in the earth, He expects more out of the people, out of His people. He expects more out of you. To whom much is given, much is required. And you're in a generation to whom much is going to be given. I mean, we're going to learn to walk in the supernatural as naturally as a bird flies through the air or a fish swims through the water. You're not going to be conscious of your faith. You're just going to walk.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.